WRCO Sports is sponsored this evening by Schwartz Insurance, your Wilson Mutual Insurance Agency, and Lakes Gas Company, serving customers all over America's great Midwest with reliable propane services and great prices since 1959. Phil Nee has all conference news from the Southwest Wisconsin Conference.
I'm Phil Nee with sports. Southwest Wisconsin Conference all-conference basketball selections have been named. For boys basketball, Platteville went undefeated through 10 games of the regular season. Prairie du Chien and River Valley tied at 6-4, followed by Lancaster at 4-6. Dodgeville went 3-7, and Richland Center 1-9. The first team all-conference is led by unanimous choice Lucas Ludlam, a junior from Platteville. His teammates Zach McLean and Davin Edge make the first team selections. Prairie du Chien's Tyler Harris, a senior, and Houston Thatcher of River Valley, a junior, round out the first team selections. Second team members include from Lancaster, sophomore Taylor Williams, Platteville senior Garrison Tashner, Prairie du Chien senior Max Schneider, Richland Center junior Wes Bosworth, and Cole Nabefeld of River Valley, a senior, round out the second team selections. Boys basketball honorable mentions from the Southwest: Dodgeville senior Riley Berg, Lancaster junior Michael Murphy, and sophomore Zach Hermson, Platteville sophomore Myron Ryder, and senior Simon Babel, Prairie du Chien junior Nick McCulloch, and senior Dawson Eastman, and River Valley junior Sam Poppy round out the honorable mention list. The player of the year is voted on by the coaches, Platteville junior Lucas Ludlam. And his head coach, Platteville's Mike Hoosier, was named the Southwest Wisconsin Conference Coach of the Year. I'm Phil Nee for WRCO Sports.
The 2024 WIAA State Boys Basketball Tournament got underway at the Kohl Center in Madison today. And in a game played earlier today in Division III, it was St. Thomas More defeating Prescott by a score of 68-45. In Game 2, Lakeside Lutheran and Keele, they're actually currently underway, so we have no score on that game. And then later on tonight at 6:35, it'll be Marathon against Kenosha St. Joseph Catholic. That game will tip off at 6:35. And in Game 2, following that game, it'll be Mineral Point taking on Aquinas. Tomorrow's matchups include in Division 5, in Game 1, it'll be Columbus Catholic against Solon Springs at 9:05 a.m. with Almond Bancroft going up against Abundant Life Christian, and that'll be around 15 minutes after the first game. And then also in Division 2, it will be Wisconsin Lutheran against Nicolet at 1:35, and Pewaukee will be going up against Wasalam. And starting at around 6:35 in Division 1, it'll be Arrowhead against Nina, and then Kettle Moraine will be taking on Marquette after that game. Freshman John Blackwell scored 18 points, Stephen Kroll added 17 points, and the pair made 7 of Wisconsin's season-high 16 three-pointers in an 87-56 rout of Maryland in the second round of the Big Ten tournament. Wisconsin will play number 4 seed Northwestern tomorrow in the quarterfinals. The Badgers beat the Wildcats 71-63 on January 13th in the lone regular season meeting. Wisconsin dominated the first half, hitting 10 three-pointers in just 13 attempts to build a 47-26 lead. It tied the Badgers' second most makes from three-point range this season in full-length games. Wisconsin made its first 6 three-pointers, and after a miss, Blackwell added another to make it 31-15 with 9 minutes left. Blackwell made all 4 of his three-point attempts and scored 14 points. And that game against Northwestern can be heard tomorrow on WRCE 107.7, AM 1450, also on WRCE.fm, as well as the Civic Media app. Tip-off for that contest will be at 1:30 with the pregame starting at around 12:30. At one point, it looked like Milwaukee's Damian Lillard was a cinch to be named the NBA's Clutch Player of the Year. as the Bucks started the season 22-8. They were 12-3 in close games, and Lillard had 78 clutch points. He had more clutch points than three teams and produced a buzzer beater in an early game against the Kings. Now the media is putting Stephen Curry as the top at the top with less than 20% of the season left. Lillard has gone cold from outside while hitting on 23% of his three-pointers, and the Bucks have only won 8 of their last 15 clutch games. Dame is still in the top 5, but not really in the running anymore. And the Bucks will be taking on the Sixers tonight at Milwaukee. The tip-off for that contest from Fiserv Forum will be at 7, with the pregame starting at around 6:30, and that can be heard on WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450. Suddenly, the Brewers have to figure out who is going to close their games. Devin Williams has been diagnosed with stress fractures in his back, and he is expected to miss 3 months of action. He won't even begin rehabbing until 6 months from now. Williams has become one of the best closers in Major League Baseball. With significant changes to the starting rotation, the Brewers will be leaning more heavily on their relievers. This complicates that. Possible replacements include Joel Piamps, Bryce Wilson, Abner Uribe, and Trevor Megill. Milwaukee opens the regular season March 28th against the Mets. And the Brewers today in spring training action, they lost to the Seattle Mariners by a score of 4-2. And the Brewers play the Arizona Diamondbacks tomorrow with a first pitch at 3:10. WRCO Sports has been sponsored by Lakes Gas Company, taking care of your LP needs, and Schwartz Insurance, providing you the most complete insurance protection with the most competitive rates. For WRCO Sports, I'm Tim Thede.